Molly and I are just starting our brand new day, right, Molly? Anyway, yep, it's another day on the big, comfy couch. And you never know what kind of day you're gonna have around here. What is it? Hey, I think we have a visitor. Oh, look, Molly. It's a leaf, and it's red. I guess it must have fallen off its big, comfy tree. Do you know what this means, Molly? I do. It means we are going to have a nice fall day today. Oh, no, I don't mean we're going to fall all day long. No, at least I hope not. That could hurt. No, I mean a fall day. Fall days are my favorite. Even more than winter days or summer days. Just cause in autumn, that's when the leaves fall. And it's bright and sunny, but cool. Not cold, really. Fresh, yes. It's invigorating. Invigorating. Makes you full of beans, full of energy, bouncy. Like when I stretch on my clock rug. Well, I never thought about it, but... yes, a nice fall day makes me feel as good as when I stretch on my clock rug. Oh, which reminds me, I should go stretch. Then after, Molly, do you want to go outside to enjoy our nice fall day? Okay, here. And why don't you get dressed for outside and I'll go stretch? Last one to the clock rug is a stinky sock.
Sometimes when I'm full of energy, I need to stretch like this.
Ready to go up outside? Oh boy. Molly, I see you got all ready. And you did a very good job of getting dressed all by yourself, didn't she? But Molly, I don't really think these are the kind of clothes a doll should wear outside on a brisk fall day. Well, no, not exactly. You see, well, your pajamas probably aren't warm enough. And usually we wear our pajamas inside, not outside. And your snow boots, well, they would be good on snowy days. And if it was raining, then your rain boots would be a good idea, a really good idea. And if it rained so much that our couch started to float away, then, well, maybe you'd want your nice swimming mask and this. But it's sunny today. Oh, Molly, don't feel so bad. It's hard to know what to wear on a nice fall day, even for big clowns like me. But before we go outside, we should both put on something nice and cozy. Maybe a sweater. At the vanity? Good thinking. Isn't Molly smart? Come on. Let's go get dressed properly for a nice fall day. Okay, Molly, you figure out what you're gonna wear, and I'll figure out what I'm gonna wear. Deal? Okay. It's important to let dolls decide for themselves what they're going to wear sometimes. It makes them feel more grown up. Oh, this is pretty! Oh, but not for going outside. Oh, hey! These coveralls are great for when you're working, because they cover everything! Which is handy when you want to get dirty. So, Molly, did you figure out what you're going to wear? Oh, Molly, your bunny suit. Oh, right. I see. Well, Molly, I'm not sure that your bunny suit is quite the right thing to wear on a fall day. Well, just 'cause. Well, do you think you'll be nice and warm and toasty in your bunny suit? Well, she's right. She would. And it sure would keep your ears and head warm. Oh, but Molly, what if you're too warm in your bunny suit, huh? What then? I mean, it can get pretty warm on a nice fall day. What would you do? Did you ever think about that? You see, if you were wearing something like this nice vest here, this is what I'm going to wear outside. Because it'll keep me nice and warm. And then, if I get too warm, I can just undo it or take it off. Perfect. Okay, Miss Bunny, what will you do if you get too hot and sweaty, huh? She's stuck now. Oh, you've decided, have you? What then? You want to go back to the couch. You have something to wear there. All right, let's go. Let's see what it is. Did you find it yet? I don't know why you want it to be a surprise. Molly wants it to be a surprise, whatever it is. While you're looking for your cool surprise, I'm gonna go play with my Foley family. They're so silly sometimes. Turn around now and see what you want to wear. Oh, suit. On top of your bunny suit. And this is your cool idea. Well, I guess if you get too hot, you can just take your bathing suit off. Right. Well, Molly has decided to wear her special fall day bathing suit and bunny suit outfit. Yep, that's her pick. And I'm going to wear my nice warm vest. And now we're going to go outside to enjoy what's left of our nice fall day. Come on, let's go.
Invigorating, right, Snickle Fritz?
Hi, Granny. Hi, Snickle Fritz.
Hello, Lunetka. Hello, Molly. Oh, isn't this a lovely fall day?
It certainly is.
Oh, by the way, Miss Molly, you certainly are ready for all kinds of weather today, aren't you? But today, it's not too cool and not too warm. It's what you'd call perf. Perfectly good for hanging up the clothes, that's for sure.
Oh, do you need any help, Granny?
Oh, why, thanks. You can hand me the clothes pegs.
Okay.
In the fall, I like to hang the clothes in the air in sunny shine to get nice and fresh. Oh, look. Oh, I shrunk my best fall favorite sweater in the wash. What a waste. Oy. It's a perfectly good sweater, and now look.
It won't fit you anymore.
Uh-uh.
Hey, this is just your size, Snickle Fritz.
Uh-uh.
Oh, come on, let's just try it on for size. Oh, oh, come on, no wiggling.
Oh.
But, Granny, Snick already has a nice warm coat of fur. He doesn't really need a sweater.
I know, but he would look so cute in this. Oh, yes, you would, Mr. Cutie Fritz.
I don't think Snickle Fritz wants to look cute.
That's okay. I can use the wool to make some nice little kitten mittens for when it's winter. That's when it's real cold.
Major
Bedhead!
What's he up to now?
Over here! Where am I?
What?
Huh? Am I at the Bunny Beach?
No, you're in Granny's garden with us.
Oh, stay cool, Bedhead. Oh. We'll help you. Quick, Lunetka, help me before he faints from the heat.
Okay, Granny.
Whoa. Oh, we got to get them out of these clothes. Go. You'll be fine.
Oh, thanks, Granny. Ooh.
Why were you wearing all those clothes for, anyway?
Well, I never know what to wear in the fall. It can get very chilly, you know, and I wanted to be warm enough.
Well, I think you got too warm.
Yeah, I should have gone with my first idea.
What was that?
Oh, to wear my bunny suit with my bathing suit on over top. That way, when I get too hot,
I could just have taken off your bathing suit.
Right. How'd you know that? Oh, Molly, you're a lot smarter than me today.
Yep, she's the smartest doll I know.
Are you okay, Bedhead? How are you feeling now?
Well, everything seems to be in working order, which means back to work. Postcard for Lunette the Clown.
Why, thank you, Major Bedhead. Gee, I wonder who it's from.
Auntie Macassar.
Where, oh where, can she be now? Let's see. Dear Lunette, when you are an explorer clown like me, you go to all sorts of different places, and that means you have to wear many different kinds of clothes.
I've been all around this world, more than I could measure. Along the way, I've worn it all, I've picked up quite a treasure. Whatever shall I wear today, a something special set up, a super duper get up. I'll choose another pair today, a nifty little unit, reminding me of Lunette. I did the Charleston in a Viking hat, I danced the jitterbug in a baseball cap, did the can-can in a scuba suit, danced the tango in a cowboy boot. Today I'm getting dressed up. What should I put on today? A frilly little combo, some snappy ensemble. I'll do the Charleston in a Viking hat, dance the jitterbug in a baseball cap, do the can-can in a scuba suit, dance the tango in a cowboy boot. Today I'm getting dressed up. Do the two-step as an astronaut. Watch my moccasins while I foxtrot. Now the clogs. Let's try the old tap shoes. Today I'm getting dressed up. Today I'm getting dressed up. Today I'm getting dressed up.
So what else does Auntie Macassar have to say?
So what are you going to wear? I say be comfy and look good. And since it's almost fall, I'm sending that little Molly something just for her. Aww. Got to haberdasher. Love your Auntie Macassar. Wow, Molly, she sent you a present.
Gee, I wonder what it is.
Major Bedhead, I wonder where it is.
Oh, I forgot. I was the courier.
All those hot clothes, probably.
Package for Molly the doll. Oh,
would you like me to open it for you? Okay, here we go. Oh, look.
A pink Angora sweater. Ever lucky.
Do you like it? Wanna put it on? Okay. Well, I think we should get you back to the couch first so we can get you out of your beach bunny outfit, okay? Goodbye, everybody. Come on.
See you later.
Bye, Lunette. Bye, Molly. Bye, pink Angora sweater.
Say, Bedhead, if you like pink Angora, looky here. I knit it for Snicklefritz, but it got all stretched in the wash. Want it?
Do I?
Great! Because Snicklefritz never liked pink. Here, put it on.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
Come on, let's get back to the couch. Okay, well, it might be a little bit itchy around your face. Okay, ready? Put your arms up, and I'll just pull this over your head here. And, sorry, Molly. Wait, let me get your arm in. Don't worry, Molly. I'll just give a little tug here. And here. One arm through. That's a good girl. And one arm through here. Yay! I see you! There you are. Much better. Oh, what a pretty sweater. And what a pretty girl. You know, Molly, on another fall day, if you didn't want to wear your special beach bunny outfit, this would be perfect. Comfy? Oh, a story? Good idea. Want to hear a story? Let me just find my book. Okay, here it is. And the glasses. Molly, would you turn the light on, please? Thank you, Molly. You need good light when you're reading a story or when you're looking at the pictures. Now, let's see. What story would you like to hear, Molly? You pick. I'll flip. Ready, go. Oh, see, what have we here? This is the perfect story for today, Molly. This one's called Nothing to Wear. Once upon a time, I think it was a Tuesday, there was a little clown named Jane, and she had a problem. She never knew the right thing to wear. When she came home all wet on a rainy fall day, her mother explained that on rainy days she should wear rain boots and her slicker and her big rain hat to stay dry. Jane said she would try to remember. The next day, Jane got dressed to go to her ballet lesson. Her teacher said, "But Jane, those aren't clothes for dance class. You should wear tights and a tutu and ballet slippers." Jane said she would try to remember. That night, winter came. Jane decided to dance in the snow. It turned into a shiver dance. Her mother explained that in winter you have to dress nice and warm in a snowsuit with mitts so your body stays all warm and toasty. Jane said she would try to remember. Jane needed a nice warm bath to stop the shivers. Silly Jane! Her mother explained that first Jane should have taken off all her clothes to take a bath. You need to be bare naked in the bathtub in your birthday suit. Jane said she would try to remember. The next day was very special. Jane's mother baked a cake because it was Jane's birthday. All her clown cousins and friends were coming over for the party. There were lots of balloons, and Jane knew just what to wear. Jane's mother explained that her birthday suit was what she wore the day she was born, but now that she was four, her party dress was way better. Jane didn't have time to say she would try to remember because she was having too much fun at her very own party. The end. See what I mean? Lots of clowns, big and small, have a hard time deciding what's the right thing to wear. But I think that sweater is the right thing for a snuggle. Want to? What? What? Where? What is it, Molly? Where? Well, I don't see anything, Molly. Are you sure? Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Oh, I see. So now you want to snuggle, huh? Oh, did you trick me earlier so I'd do my tidy? You did. You did, Molly. I know you, you little trickster, you. Here you go. Well, thanks for coming over. Come back soon, okay? And wear whatever you like. It's okay, because we like you just the way you are. Toodles! Thank you. and the clown jumped over the moon.
Thank you.